A Memorial Day Tribute, The Ring, a story by Ron C. Susio, from the Leatherneck Archives, November 2000, reprinted in Leatherneck, May 2021, read by Colonel Timothy Mundy, U.S. Marine Corps, retired. The lecture went as it usually seemed to. The college history class sat absorbed with the treatment I was providing World War I. They listened to the music I brought in from the period and looked at what appeared to be attentive consideration of the propaganda posters, photos, and slides of that long-ago era. All in all, I was reasonably satisfied with the impact that the presentation was having on my students. My intention on that particular day was to conclude the class by reading some of the poetry that had emerged from the Great War and, if nothing more, provide my charges with a touch of the emotion captured in the works of Owen, Service, Graves, Seeger, and Sassoon. With the large lecture hall lights dimmed and the room quiet, I thumbed through the well-worn pages of old volumes and softly gave voice to the words of poets now long dead who had once poured out with such painful eloquence the tale of that war which was intended to end all wars. The final offering of the session was a short piece by Siegfried Sassoon titled Together. Interestingly enough, the poem is not a treatise on the conflict, but rather the resurrection of a memory, a melancholy memory of a dead friend. When I had completed the final reading and gently closed the book, I noted for the class that soldiers carried their dead and wounded with them from the battlefield, both figuratively and literally, and they carried them forever enshrined in some far recesses of their hearts. The survivors would carry their slain through time and remember and remember and remember. I went on to say that each day would bring a recollection of some youthful companion and the association forged in the fiery crucible of combat. As is my custom, I asked for questions or comments. One young man politely asked if it wasn't just a bit of an exaggeration to suggest that those particular memories, memories of pain and anguish and such vivid images of death, would return every day forever. As the assembled students waited for a response, I stood leaning against the lectern, pondering my answer, and slowly, ever so slowly, turned and studied the gold ring on my right hand. So much of college teaching is an effort to capture the attention of the students as well as their imaginations. In so doing, at times one shares a bit of one's self. That sharing can illuminate and provide a reference point for a young mind, and it can also prove painful for the professor who revisits old wounds for the purpose of answering a polite and legitimate question. In the vernacular of education, the youngster's question had provided a, quote, teaching moment, end quote. Glancing down at the ring I had worn for so many years, I slowly slid it from my finger and silently reread the inscription that I had read every day since I had earned the privilege of wearing that symbol of my college. Now was the time to share and to read the inscription for a college audience. It was a time to risk a bit of pain to provide a bit of illumination. The unfolding of the ring story to my class was really very simple and uncomplicated. I had come home from Vietnam and returned to school to complete my college studies. Upon graduation, I received my ring and ordered the inside inscription. Most of my classmates had the engraver enter their names and degrees. I, on the other hand, opted for something far more personal. The inscription in my class ring reads, Sergeant J. A. Bateman, USMC, KIA, May 1969, Vietnam. After I read the inscription to my students, the lecture hall was hushed and still. I went on softly to tell them a bit about Jim Bateman, the young sergeant of Marines who lost his life during his second tour in Vietnam more than 30 years before. I told them that every year since his death, I make the trek to Arlington National Cemetery where he rests, and I pass a brief and quiet hour with my dearest friend. My story continued as I told them my reasoning for inscribing his name on the inside of my ring. I came home, you see, and he did not. I was blessed with the family, home, and education that we both so wanted. His name was in my ring because, in a small way, I wanted him to share my journey and my life, and indeed he has. The lecture concluded, and the students made their way out, all but one who lingered for a time. The lad who had asked the question remained. He graciously thanked me for the story and offered that obviously combat veterans do remember and remember daily. He made his way down the hall, and I slowly returned to my office to reshelve the books of poetry, to sit quietly, to look at the inscription in my ring, and to pass a brief moment with my dearest friend. Author's bio. R.C. Susio served with Lima 3-4 in Vietnam in 1965 to 1966 and was twice wounded. He earned his college ring at the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. He is now retired from the history faculty of El Paso Community College in El Paso, Texas.